This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has begun his official state visit to Singapore. His trip coinciding with the 25th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries. Upgrading of bilateral free trade agreements expected to be among the main topics of bilateral discussions. Xi Jinping also set to deliver a speech on China-Singapore and China-ASEAN ties. As part of his time in Singapore, Xi Jinping due to meet with Taiwan leader Ma Ying-jeou on Saturday in an historic first. Xi Jinping in Singapore after wrapping up a state visit to Vietnam. As part of his time there, a new agreement has been reached, launched joint inspections in the Beibu Gulf in December. Two sides also agreeing to hold talks over demarcation issues and possible joint development of the sea area. The waters of the Beibu Gulf, which border Guangxi and northern Vietnam, have not been completely delineated. Meantime, the two sides have also announced a feasibility study for a rail link between Hanoi and Haiphong in northern Vietnam, which could be built with Chinese help. Xi Jinping delivering a speech to Vietnam's National Assembly. In it, the Chinese president talking about the development of bilateral relations and socialism building in both nations. Head of his speech to Vietnamese lawmakers, Xi Jinping laying a wreath at the mausoleum of late Vietnamese leader Ho Chi Minh in the capital Hanoi. Ho Chi Minh, with tight ties with China, having spent time living in the country before returning to Vietnam to help lead the fight to pull Vietnam out from colonial control. Alibaba has announced it signed its official agreement to purchase Youku Tudou. The deal, first announced this past month, is an all-cash agreement worth $4.35 billion. Alibaba, which currently owns just over 18% of Youku Tudou, is going to purchase the remaining shares. The agreement, though, still requires regulatory approvals. Observers say they believe Alibaba has decided to take over Youku Tudou to integrate its web and video technology with its online sales divisions. China's securities regulators announced it's going to resume initial public offerings after a four-month hiatus. The initial public offering market suspended in July in the wake of a stock market rout starting from mid-June. The China Securities Regulatory Commission also saying that it's going to give IPO approvals to 10 different companies over the next 2 weeks. News of the resumption of public listings comes on the heels of a rebound in the A-share market. Nicaragua has given the green light to a new canal project linking the Pacific with the Atlantic. The Interoceanic Grand Canal Commission giving the go-ahead for Hong Kong-based HKND to start construction and structural designs of the project. The $50 billion project being built in the country's southwestern region, it's expected to potentially turn Nicaragua into a Central American trade hub. Online media outlets in China have, for the first time, been given media accreditation. Almost 600 employees working for 14 major central portals have been given the right to report and conduct interviews. Online portals for sites such as the People's Daily, the Xinhua News Agency, and the Regional Government of Tibet, among the websites involved. Those working for commercial news portals such as Sina and Sohu are not included in the changes. Unaccredited websites in China are not allowed to report their own news. They are only allowed to edit and publish news from accredited media sources. Chinese family planning authorities predicting that up to 3 million extra births will take place every year due to the decision to allow all couples in China to have two children. It's being suggested after the full implementation of the new Two China policy, the Chinese population could reach 1.45 billion by 2030. Family planning authorities do admit the policy will bring some extra pressure on healthcare, childcare, and education sectors with the increasing demand for public services. However, authorities say more investment and a better allocation of resources should help deal with that. The mayor of the city of Liuzhou in Guangxi has been found dead in an apparent suicide. Local police say they're working under the belief Xiao Wensun threw himself into the Liu River. Police in Liuzhou have not said what they believe may have been behind his apparent suicide. Xiao Wensun became the mayor of Liuzhou in 2013. Before that, the 51-year-old held a number of different positions within the Guangxi regional government. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.